Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and very pleased to welcome back via Zoom from Cubicon Kids. It's Bill Ryan, a frequent guest here on Lake 88, doing some wonderful things. Bill, thank you so much for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
It's really cool what you're here to talk about today. You've once again shifted, as you have in the past with Cubicon, and tell us really what your focus is on now. Before we will get into the past, but let's talk about what your focus is on now.
Well, we decided this year, actually several months ago, that we would try to focus on kids again, and this being the younger kids. So the objective is to collect school supplies primarily for the kids from kindergarten age six, which is their primary level school. We're going to be able to do that nationally this year. In the past, we've pretty well had to do it on a regional basis, but we've expanded a little bit this year.
Before we get into the details of that, let's talk a little bit about what Cubicon has done in the past. How long have you been around, sir?
Well, I'm 68 years old.
Well, you, yes, of course.
No, but Cubicon was created about 10 years ago when we started making baseball bats and sending them to Cuba. We needed a name, and Cuba and Canada, Cubicon just seemed to fit. It's well recognized in Cuba, and it's fairly well recognized in Canada now among people that have known what we were doing. We've evolved from making baseball bats to doing projects to help Cuba, and the first one being a project to help Cuba make baseball bats, which was Cubicon 2020. And then we did one with Cubicon Kids where we collected sports equipment. We shipped 2.5 tons of sports equipment in 2019. In 2020, we did bats for the national series there, their major. We sent about 1,000 bats that I made in the basement. Last year it was bicycles, and we decided that we were hoping to get 200 bicycles. We shipped 530 bicycles. So I was tired of bicycles, looking for something different. And so I thought a pencil and a crayon or a few of them might be a little easier to handle than a bike.
Well, yeah, and a pencil, when you think about it, is really just a little bat, you know, so.
Yeah. These don't say that, or they'll have me make them all in baseball.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. But listen, honestly, the accomplishments are amazing. You just said, as far as the baseball equipment, the sports equipment that you sent over, how many tons?
2.5 tons.
The whole fact that you're measuring that in tons is just incredible, and it really speaks to the success of this. And people may look at it and say, well, why sports equipment and so on? But this is vitally important to them down there. It's a key part in their development too, isn't it?
Well, it is just the same as the school supplies. What we try to do is we try to pick things that other organizations or individuals are not focusing on. The last couple of years with the pandemic, a lot of medical supplies have been collected, money for medicines. These are things that larger groups can look after. What we try to focus on are the little things. And again, getting kids, Cuban kids, very basics for the school, it was not something that has been done. So this is why we picked it. The other thing is that the younger kids are affected most by not only the pandemic, but the embargo. The embargo is still there. It's been there for 60 years. These kids have been born in it. Their parents have been born in it. In a lot of cases, the grandparents have been born in it. So they've been dealing with this for a long time, and it looks like it'll continue for some time as well. So that's where what we try to do is try to fit in somewhere where we can do some good.
That's awesome. And in selecting school supplies for the current project, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the conditions there and just why this is important to the students.
Well, keep in mind that Cuba is different in the sense that there is no transit systems, or very few in place. There are no school buses. So most schools, particularly in the rural areas, are small schools. One example that we were aware of, there was only 65 students in the school. There was 18 teachers and 23 support staff. So this is a community where, you know, it's a small community in the mountains, and they don't have a lot of resources. So if we can send them a package of basic pens and pencils and paper, it'll mean a whole lot to them and make life a lot easier for those kids. The other thing that we're focusing on is special needs kids, and special needs being kids that are blind or autistic, or you know, they have challenges that they face day to day, and with the pandemic, those challenges just keep getting greater and greater. So we've got people that are trying to find ways that we can help them as well. One of them being musical equipment. If a school has a guitar, they're going to find somebody that can play it, and they can entertain the kids, and especially, again, autistic children love the music. So we're going to try and cover all bases when it comes to the project.
I like the baseball analogy. It's certainly fitting. But it's amazing, because the stuff that you're talking about, going back to the beginning of what you just said, it's basic needs, right? It's things that our kids and students in this country may be taking for granted. Well, most likely are, because it's just stuff that's always there. When you talk about pens, pencils, and paper, you give those to a kid here. Parents go out and purchase school supplies every year before school begins, and it's just expected, and it's something that they do. But as you said, these are difference makers to these small schools.
And again, the difference is in Canada, we have a lot of resources. The country, the government, I mean, they have the ability to borrow money, for example, and they're doing a lot of it right now with the pandemic. In Cuba, it's a little different, because they've relied on tourism as their main source of income for a number of years now. And they've had literally 2 years of almost little or no tourism. So that income that's used to buy things such as school supplies, you know, food, all of the necessities of life has been very limited. So this is why we think that even contributing on a small scale, and hopefully on a large scale, will help them, and they can move some of those resources into food purchases or other areas that are needed as well.
Tell us a little bit about the campaign then. You're asking for donations. Who are you asking for donations from?
Well, there's 1 million Canadians go to Cuba every year, tourists. And when they do, they always put a few things in their suitcase, or they fill a suitcase with school supplies or whatever they can carry. What we're asking them to do is send us those school supplies. And we have a method that can be done right across the country. Staples has a facility where they can go online, they can buy whatever they want, a box of crayons, a box of pencils, and Staples will deliver directly to me at no cost. So anybody in Vancouver, for example, they can buy some things, put the order through, pay for it, and it'll end up on my doorstep, and we'll take it from there. And again, those are 1 million people that are usually, or a lot of them are very passionate about Cuba. So we expect that we're going to get a good response from right across the country. In the past, if somebody in Vancouver wanted to give me a bicycle, it would cost more to get it to me than it would be to get it to Cuba.
That's amazing. And it's obvious that you've built some very important partnerships over the course of the time that you've been doing this. And really, what has it been like? What has the public response been like to your efforts over the years? Because obviously you're still going, and the success rate, you just talked about some of the things that you've already accomplished. What does it mean to have that public support?
Well, this is the reason we can do it, and this is the reason we've had success, is that people, when they become aware of it, last year with the bicycles, I got calls from everywhere, you know, Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, Halifax, these all people wanted to do it, but again, the challenge was getting it here. In many cases, the people that weren't able to actually get us a bike, they would send a donation to help cover the cost of shipping the bikes. The same thing should apply this year. This is what we worked on. And we have groups in Halifax, we have groups in Winnipeg, we have groups in Vancouver that are working at right now to get set up to promote the project. And as I say, with a million tourists out there, that no Cubans, we anticipate that we're going to have a pretty good response.
And there's other things that you're doing as well to help raise funds for this project. I understand that there's a dance coming up.
Well, two of the people that did a lot last year, Eric Lavelle and Wanda, his wife, they offered to sponsor a dance or organize a dance. And so this is our launch of the newest project. So on April 23rd at the Legion, we're having a country and Western dance, a Cubican country dance is what it's called. We've got a lot of the local people that are going to entertain. And I'll just name a few: Mitch Barker, Brittany Bain, Mark Hanna, Dennis Staples, Eric Lavelle, Wanda, Jamie Forsyth, Doug Priest. They're all going to perform for us at no charge. We also have one of the girls from the Cuban embassy coming, Dane, Eileen. Eileen is a beautiful young girl and she's got a fantastic voice. She's going to do some Cuban music. And we've also invited the newest ambassador from Cuba. He just arrived a couple of weeks ago and he's anxious to get out and see a little bit of Canada. So he's coming down as well. We do have some silent auction, you know, with the usual stuff, but the main thing for us, we'll raise a little bit of money and we'll raise some awareness of what we're doing. Eric already tells me that he has 5 violins and a couple of guitars that people have heard about it on the street and delivered them to him. So we expect to get a pretty good number of guitars as well.
That is awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very fun day and obviously one to celebrate continued success. Let's go back to the beginning here just before I let you go. Let's just remind people what the campaign is this year, what it is that you're doing and who you're doing it for.
Well, again, it's Cubican Kids is the name. We're collecting school supplies for both regular kids, special needs kids, any child up to, you know, age 10, 11, kindergarten to grade 6. We'll get them to the area in Cuba that's needed, which likely will be the rural areas. If people want information, I have a website. I created it. It's not the greatest in the world, but it's there. It's cubicankids.ca. It has all the information about how you can go through Staples. It has information about contacting me. If anybody has questions, they can just either call me or send me a note, either way.
Awesome. And that was going to be my next question. If anybody would like to make donations or whatever, is the best way to go to that website to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, for sure. And send me a contact if you have a question. If it's Staples, it's simple. They'll deliver it. If it's something that needs to be picked up, we'll arrange for it, particularly for the musical instruments. And the qualifier is that we'll take just about anything, no grand pianos.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. What about full pipe organs? Will you take those?
No.
Maybe a little big. Is there a phone number anybody could call? Maybe they don't have access and they're listening to this right now and think they'd like to make a donation.
Yeah, my number is 613-284-0254.
613-284-0254.
Perfect. Correct. And I have an email address is cubicankids@gmail.com.
All right. We're going to get all of those shared when this interview goes live on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, which is going to come up shortly after this interview airs. And also you'll be able to go and listen to this again, or perhaps you want to share it with somebody. You can do so via that website and also through our Facebook and our Twitter. Bill, it's always a pleasure to have you here on Lake 88. We really appreciate it. And certainly the work that you're doing is absolutely amazing. Keep it up. You're a wonderful member of this community, and everything that you're doing, you should just be thanked so much for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Bill Ryan with Cubican Kids. Again, that website to go and check out is cubicankids.ca. That's where you can get the ball rolling and start to help out with those donations for kids' school supplies. And they're going to be going to some kids who really, really need them. So that's really good to know. Now, tomorrow on In Focus, it's our monthly chat about early childhood education with Early On's Jane Paul. That's coming up. Don't want to miss that one. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe and have a wonderful afternoon.